This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
It is a get it Friday here on the Sports Boss. I want to thank Jess Baker, editor chief craftbeer.com. Just join us a moment. But now we go out to the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans guest line. And you heard the song right there, went up. The man joining us, A.J. Francis, is a nose tackle with the New York Giants. A.J., how you doing today?
I'm good, bro. I'm blessed. And that's a hit record you just played. You know that, right?
No, I do. I've been listening to it all morning.
I dig it, man. Yeah, I put it in, and I'm like, man, I just sat here and, you know, I listened to it a couple of different times, man. That's solid, dude. The rap game is strong, man.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. Yeah, it's my album OTA is about a couple weeks ago. I found out that it has across all platforms. It has a million streams. So the music thing has really taken off to a level that I didn't even expect.
Now, AJ, when you look at that, what music always been a part of your life there, or is it something where you're like, you know what, I can do it, and you went and did it?
You know, I've been actually making music longer than I've been playing football. I started making music when I was like 11. I just started writing rhymes when I was 11 years old. And then, like, I didn't start playing football until I was almost 13. I've made music pretty much my whole life. I used to drop mixtapes in high school and college. And then when I first got to the NFL, I got away from this strictly because I was always writing, but I just didn't have the time to go in the studio and do all those things. And then, you know, last offseason, I had finished my master's. I was done everything I wanted to do, like, professionally. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to make an album, and if nobody listens to it, I don't really care. I did it because I want to be able to say I made an album. And then it just took off.
I love it when somebody just, they've got a passion outside of what they do for a job, and you're able to express your creativity. I mean, how much did it mean to you to be able to just do this? You mentioned even if nobody listens to it, but just to be able to go out there and have this, have your music out there and have people receive it like they have.
It's been amazing, man. Like, I've been really blessed because, like, music is something I've always been passionate about. Like, even when I'm not making music, I'm always listening to music. I can't remember the last time I took a shower and I wasn't listening to music. Like, music is like my lifeblood. And to be able to, like, make an album and then, like, have genuine, like, appreciation, and I have a fan base. Like, I went on tour this off season. I did a show in New Orleans and Tampa and Miami and Orlando, Jacksonville, Charlotte, and, like, I was able to have fans come out and, like, want to see me perform. It was a surreal experience because it was, like, my whole life it's been about sports, and it still is, but it's, like, to be able to be appreciated by a group of people for something other than football is refreshing, to be honest.
A.J. Francis, nose tackle, New York Giants, joining us here on the Sports Bosses SB Nation Radio. Now, A.J., you're now with the Giants. You were with the Redskins, the Washington Redskins, and you made some comments on Instagram and things like that. What led to those comments?
You know, it's just in my time in D.C., I made a lot of the guys on the teams are still my friends. You know, all the coaches there are great guys. But, like, you know, a lot of times I felt like the front office there didn't respect me. And they didn't treat me with the respect that I felt like as a grown man I deserved. They released me on a Monday. I got flown up to New York on a Tuesday, and I signed on Wednesday. So clearly the Giants were paying attention. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be in New York because, like, this, ever since I've been here, like, people always say, oh, the Giants, around the league, people say, oh, the Giants, they're a first-class organization. But they truly are. Like, the way they handle everything from top to bottom, like, they do it at a level that's, like, not really seen around the league in a lot of places. So I'm just grateful to be here in New York, and I couldn't be happier to be in New York. That's the point of the Instagram post, is I'm laughing so hard because I'm happy to be in New York.
And if you look at the history of the Giants, that defense, and especially that defensive line, I mean, there's quite the lineage of really good, solid players that have played for that franchise.
Yeah, and you know, going all the way back to Michael Strahan, even before that, you know, Lawrence Taylor, who I met a few times in Miami back when I was on the Dolphins. It's crazy to be like walk down the halls and see like this mural of LT and realize that I got the opportunity to try to represent the same thing that he did. And it's good to be in New York because, you know, I'm an East Coast guy, and I like being close to home in D.C., but I like a little space from like all my friends and family too. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to my friends and family, but you know how family you get.
Yeah. You know, that's the one that we're all like, oh my God, yes, we get it.
That is AJ Francis on with us here on SB Nation Radio. AJ, you're talking a little bit about the disrespect there. Do you think that's something that is league wide with everybody, as you're saying, in the locker rooms and things like that? Do you think there's a disconnect between front office and players?
Yeah, I mean, across the league. I mean, every team in the NFL, you can ask any player in the NFL, every single team in the NFL has guys that are better than guys that are playing in front of them, but they're not playing because of contract status or draft status, or, you know, it's not always about the best players. And that's across the board. That's every team in the NFL. And, you know, that's what happens when, you know, money gets involved. And, I mean, that's part of the business. But at the end of the day, like, when you're a guy that you feel like you should be playing, getting more opportunities than you are, you're going to feel like, okay, well, they just don't care about me. And I'm not alone in that feeling. I've had these conversations with many, many players, not just in D.C., but all across the league.
He's A.J. Francis, the New York Giants nose tackle here on the Sports Boss with Sean Stanley and Chris Tubbs. The Giants, the offseason, a lot of it has been, you know, drafting, you know, Saquon Barkley at number two, and what is Eli going to do, and, you know, get rid of Jason Pierre-Paul, and, you know, making all these moves. And now you get to the offseason and the OBJ thing. In the offseason, in terms of the workouts, how have the workouts been? And, you know, I know you're just getting into it, but what's it like getting acclimated to a new team and new teammates?
Well, I've done it a few times, so it's really like water of a duck's back at this point. But when, you know, we go out there, we're just really like, you know, trying to build a brotherhood because, you know, a lot of times the teams that win aren't always the best teams. I mean, we've seen teams that on paper you're like, oh, that team's supposed to be good. But it doesn't work out that way because, you know, if you're not playing with the man next to you, especially in football, not in many other sports. Like in basketball, LeBron can play amazing and the rest of his team can be trash and they'll still go to the finals. You know what I'm saying? But like in football, if everybody doesn't play together, you're not going to be successful. So that's more what OTAs is building about. But at the same time, like, people are upset that OBJ's not at OTAs, and I couldn't care less. Like, the man has proven that he's one of the elite players, not just in the game now, but in the history of the game. So, like, if he decides that he'd rather work out on his own in the offseason because he doesn't have to be here, then I support him 100%. Because I know when training camp comes around and when week one rolls around, he's going to be ready to go and he's going to ball out.
Now, AJ, I know you're a very creative individual, said by your rap album, you've toured. I also understand you're into wrestling. You have a wrestling podcast?
Yeah, I'm a big wrestling mark for sure. I've been a wrestling fan since I was a kid. My parents have like footage of me cutting a promo against Hulk Hogan when I'm like 18 months old, telling him to come fight my uncle.
18 months old and you're calling out Hogan.
Yeah, I'm calling out Hogan. I'm telling him he's got to come down, you know, to Pioneer City and fight my uncle. My uncle's in the background like, hey, wait, I agree with this.
wait a minute, AJ, is there any way we can get a reenactment of you calling out Hulk Hogan here?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, it's like, Hulk Hogan, you need to come down, and you need to fight my uncle. If my uncle's in the background, like, whoa, hey, wait, man. I would literally like have teddy bears and I would like give them elbow drops from the couch. I've been a wrestling fan literally my whole life. I've been to 4 WrestleManias. Every time there's a wrestling show in a city that I'm in, I go. It's just part of my life. I have to watch. Like, to me, like, a lot of people don't like it because they say, oh, I don't like the storylines in their lane, whatever. I watch for the athletic feats in the ring. Like, the matches themselves are what are amazing to me because the things that these guys can do in the ring, it's never unimpressive. It's just like the same reason why I love hockey so much because, like, to to be able to be so graceful on skates, like, while someone's trying to murder you and chase this little puck around, like, it's so hard to do. And I respect that. You know, so just like same reason I'm wearing a Ronaldo kit right now. I love soccer because being able to control the ball like they do and never use their hands, that's amazing. So, like, as an athlete, I appreciate athleticism in any form.
So tell us about your what is it, the Jobbing Out show? Is that the name of your podcast?
Yeah, it's Jobbing Out. You know, we've interviewed 23 WWE Hall of Famers, including Mick Foley, Mark Henry, Bret Hart, Jake the Snake Roberts, Scott Hall. You know, the list goes on and on. We've been given an opportunity to, like, actually, like, we have a bunch of fans across the country, like, especially, like, when we've been doing this for a few years now. So, like, when I was in Seattle on the Seahawks, we had fans way from out there. So we have a real, like, national podcast, and it's crazy because, like, all it is just me and two of my buddies, Aaron Oster, who writes NXT columns for Rolling Stone, and Glenn Clark, who's a radio host in Baltimore. We're just three really good friends that break down the week in wrestling every week. And, like, we make predictions when pay-per-views are coming up. And, like, I got to do, like, and we make bets on the pay-per-views. So, like, I lost the WrestleMania picks this year. So I got to take a picture like George Costanza on the sofa, like, in my underwear. Like,
oh, nice.
These are the kind of ridiculous things we do because we're just three really good friends talking about something that we love. And that's, I think, what differentiates us from a lot of wrestling podcasts.
Now, AJ Francis here, New York Giants nose tackle. AJ, let them know where they can get the album, also the podcast. Let them know where they can catch your album at.
All right, so you can go on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Tidal. My album's streaming everywhere. It's on YouTube. It's called OTA. It's by Frank, which is my artist name. It's F-R-A-N, cent sign. You can follow me on social media at AJFrancis410. In my bio link, you can find all my music videos on Twitter and Instagram. You can find it in the bio link. That's at AJFrancis410. Jobbing Out, it's on Apple Podcasts as well as SoundCloud. You just search Jobbing Out and it'll come up. Thankfully, there's only one Jobbing Out. and you can also follow us on Twitter at Jobbing Out Show if you want to hear more. This week we interviewed Kimber Lee, who's a big independent wrestler. We had, you know, talked about this week in Raw and SmackDown. We do it every week. I appreciate you guys for having me on. Once again, it's at AJFrancis410. Follow me on social media, and you can find everything in my bio link.
Now, AJ, when you're down here in Miami, we're going to have to link up, okay, when you get down here in Miami.
Oh, I live in Orlando for a reason, because when I was on the Dolphins, I had too much fun in Miami. So I had to be close enough to Miami that I could go whatever I want, but far enough away that I really have to want to go. But so I will be down there.
That is AJ Francis, New York Giants nose tackle. I want to thank him for joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Guest line, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. We roll on. What's trending next right here on the Sports Bosses?